Hello, gamers, and welcome back to the fifth episode?
Yeah.
Are we on five?
I think we're on five.
All right, welcome back to the fifth episode of Cowboys, Corgis, Coggy...
Coffee Coggies.
We're White Rabbits.
White Rabbits.
Yep.
We're the right white...
Wow, wow, wow!
Can we start over?
No, someone needed to do their voice vocal exercise. we needed to do our Down with the Sickness.
Oh, God.
Vocal. And then we're joined with
Dallas
and Jaden. And today we're going over weird and wacky laws in America and I guess across the world, it sounds like.
I have some from.
Well, also ranking two more Red Bull flavors.
Two more Red Bull flavors. Guess what? Coconut.
Chicken
and,
butt.
Okay. Sorry. We're ranking coconut and watermelon today. Woo-hoo.
I think someday we'll have to rank Red Bull. Mixes like mix Red Bull and coconut and red and red and purple.
Ooh, okay.
We should do their best Red Bull infusion.
Oh, that's yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that'll give us plenty of content.
Oh yeah.
We'll get to like peppermint Red Bull.
Okay. We made some weird combos. Like we just took cans of Red Bull and I just put random syrups in Jane's can and he put random in mine. Mm-hmm. His tasted disgusting, but mine was like good.
Mine tasted cheesecake. Like the
ew.
It's like the bottom of a shoe.
That's like when I first started working at Cold Stone, I'd be like, oh my God, cheesecake ice cream is so, like, sounds so good.
Mm-hmm.
And it smells like butter and it tastes like poop. I don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, ours is unappetizing, smelling and tasting.
I've never used cheesecake syrup in any of my drinks.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
It's, it like honeypots you though, because you have memories of cheesecake and you want that, but it's not that.
But it's not.
Same
that.
With ice cream. Just order a cheesecake. Put some ice cream on your cheesecake, right?
Oh, cheesecake.
I've never done that, but that sounds good.
Next podcast, we will be ranking different ice creams on cheesecake.
No, next podcast is the Timothy Chalamet podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We have him on.
I made a cheesecake for Jaden, and he ate the whole pan in one night.
Can you make me one?
I got it out. I got it out to just have a piece, and I was watching a Studio Ghibli movie, actually.
Which one?
Kiki's Delivery Service.
Oh, I've never seen that.
And so I watched all of Kiki's Delivery Service and ate the entire cheesecake.
No respect. I don't even.
So.
Oh, I get
it. And that was pre Ghibli craze, by the way.
By the way, I'm an original.
I was eating entire cheesecakes and watching Studio Ghibli
before
it was a thing.
Yeah, before
JD Vance. Okay. Go.
What?
Let's start with one of y'all's is first.
Or
law.
Should we open a Red Bull? Don't we usually drink a Red Bull and then we start?
No, I don't think so.
Is that not what we do?
No, that's like that's for a commercial break.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Who wants to start? Dallas,
I think Dallas go.
Oh, okay. Wait, let me pull up a random one then.
Ooh.
In Delaware, you cannot sell dog hair.
Shit.
Damn it.
Poop.
That is my main source of income.
Yeah, how am I?
I bet that come about someone was shaving everyone's dogs. And because, like, I know you can't sell, like, horse hair in some states because people go around cutting tails and manes off. And then so, like, we're just kind of like how they get rid of rhino horns. Like,
we're
like, this is no value to dog hair is of no value to us, so don't shave people's dogs.
That's... Like, yeah, you really, with some of these laws, you really have to be like, what the heck happened to, like, why
make
is this
a
law?
For the state. Yeah.
Whale fishing is illegal in Nebraska.
Why?
Whale fishing.
You cannot fish for whales.
Someone
in Nebraska.
Nebraska unicameral must have just wanted to, like,
mess with somebody.
Send a message to the whalers. I'm pretty sure, like, whaling was over by the time Nebraska was ever, like, a state, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't go whaling often.
Yeah.
Real quick detour. How crazy would that be? Like being an old timey, big wooden sailboat, hunting whales with the boys.
the lore you would have would be crazy. Yeah.
That is lore.
That's dad lore right there, dude.
Yeah, those and I, it had to have been so dangerous.
It had to have been so fun, though. Like, oh, rewarding in a weird way.
Yeah. to take down something, like, the size of your boat.
Have you ever seen the videos of, like, whales blowing up?
Yes, it's so like funny.
It's so disgusting.
Is it, like, the gases in them?
Yeah, yes. They just, like, blow up, and it's, like, dangerous to be around them. Because it could, like, kill
they
you.
Close
is
beaches.
It their, like, stomach exploding
or
something?
Yeah, like, the gases just ferment, and then, like, it can kill people or take out cars.
Insane.
So, like, they bring the whale onto the boat, right? Like, they're at sea. Mm-hmm. And they like, hoist it up on the boat. And then they would send, like, they would, like, have, like, bring kids along for the voyage. Because the kids would have to crawl inside the whale and, like, harvest all the oil out of it. And then they just would shove the dead, the oilless whale off the boat.
Oh, my God.
And fill it barrels. And I guess it was, like, obviously, well, it's, like, a dead, decaying whale. So, I know kids complain nowadays.
Yeah. you don't know what you got.
So maybe,
I think I'd rather go to school and do pre-calc than
that.
Yeah. Go whaling.
Yeah, shuttle runs sound pretty good compared to whaling. I don't know, though. I mean, that is good lore. The trade-off is good lore.
Have you ever seen the girl? I don't know her name. She did a photo shoot naked inside of a dead horse.
That's crazy.
I didn't even know that was, like, possible.
Is she from, like, around here or no?
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know.
I just saw the pictures against my
Was it against, was it something about, like, animal
cruelty? How do you fit inside a horse?
I'm assuming she took some of its organs out. And then got in it and took some pictures.
It's called fashion.
Sorry, I'm just not up to speed with the new.
It's called cutting edge.
Yeah. Literally. No, but she cut open its stomach, took organs out, got in it.
That's so messed up.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. What?
It's like nightmarish. Maybe she was cold, right? And, like, she cut open the horse because the organs would still be warm. And
no.
It was, like, winter.
No, it was summer.
Okay. Yeah. So there's no justification then.
No, she's just insane and crazy.
Yeah. There's people like that.
Unfortunately.
What's your law? What's your next law?
I'm pretty sure, okay, this is off the top of my head, and I could be lying out of my butt right now, but I'm pretty sure I saw something somewhere that it's illegal to die in Westminster Palace in England, in London.
Is it so like a generational crime?
No. I don't know. It's just like you're not allowed to die there, but like, God forbid something happens.
God forbid a girl dies.
Yeah. God forbid a girl have hobbies.
I wonder what that, like, they just don't want people. You know what I bet that is? I bet it's like proposing at someone else's wedding. They don't want to, like, tarnish this area because you died here. Don't tarnish my wedding by proposing. Oh, don't take the glamour away. That does too. But you know what? The people who do it, though, like, I think they're pretty, like, aloof. Like, they don't.
I'm going to have a very firing good situational awareness. Squad at my wedding, and if someone proposes, bam.
Nice.
They're down.
You're out.
You're out. I don't care if it's my best friend. Like,
you don't do that.
This is my wedding.
Dude, speaking of firing squad, real, I know we don't allow Jaden to go down history tidbits, but in 1948, there's a group of 5 Puerto Rican guys walk into Congress, like the big American U.S. Senate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go up top and they got like guns and just start shooting down, like in that scene in Inglourious Bastards.
Oh my goodness.
And they ended up shooting like 6 Senate. Like, they mainly hit wood, thank God. Like, everyone started ducking. But 6 guys got shot and then one of them, like, was never the same again. But, like, that is never talked about.
I've never heard of that.
Back then, there was no security.
No.
Then like a couple years later, Truman, 2 dudes walked to his house. They were working on the White House, so he was like staying down the street, right? And these 2 Puerto Rican guys again, just walked to the front door, and there's a police officer there. And the one who was supposed to shoot first, he pulls his gun out, like right to the police officer's head. His gun jams. And then they like, there's like an awkward moment. I imagine of like, I exchange. Police officer pulls out his gun. The other Puerto Rican shoots the police officer. 2 Secret Service guys come start shooting. And they shoot those 2 Secret Service guys. And then the dying police officer, like, figures out what's going on, shoots one Puerto Rican in the head. Meanwhile, Truman is watching all of this from the window.
By the way.
Like, they could have just, like, looked up and shot him.
Yeah.
But, like, who has the audacity to just barge in?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the one got domed, and then the other's like, all right, we came here to prove a point, and I think the point was proven, so I'll go to prison for the rest of my life. But that's never talked about.
Never heard of
no
that
idea.
Either.
Yeah, I have no idea.
We bury those things. Okay.
What's your law, Jaden?
Woman voting.
What?
I just had to say something crazy. It's illegal to sing in public while wearing a swimsuit in Florida.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is so weird.
I wonder if they're trying, you know, like street performers.
Oh.
Like, I wonder if it got too scandalous at some point, at some time.
Yeah.
And they were just like, okay, all these singing people in their swimsuits are annoying. Like, I imagine that's what that president looked like.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Guess what time it is?
Red Bull time.
Is it Red Bull time?
It's a Red Bull time.
Are we thinking...
I've been waiting. I need that coconut, guys.
Okay,
coconut?
Because okay. I've never tried coconut, so I was kind of hoping...
Yeah, I had my first one the other day. It's not too bad.
Is it good?
I don't like coconut or coconut flavoring or coconut smell, so...
I like the word.
I like tasteful amounts of coconut.
Okay. ASMR.
Fun. I like
Hell
the...
yeah.
I like the idea of...
It's pretty.
What?
Coconuts. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's really pretty.
It's a,
what?
Like, glacier blue Gatorade color.
I was not expecting that. Chat, it's blue.
Like a really pretty icy
you
blue.
You guys can have more than me.
No.
Because I don't want it.
Give it to June. Give it to June.
I don't mind it. But yeah, I got a girl who drinks exclusive. We got the coconut flavor out there.
Mm-hmm.
She drinks exclusive coconut now. Like coconut latte. Coconut latte.
Do we have coconut flavoring right now?
Yep.
Really?
It smells like... sunscreen.
That is how coconut kind of smells, though.
Yeah.
I think that's
no.
All.
It smells like a coconut vape.
I gotta be real. I think it
how
smells.
How do you know?
Like...
I've been around plenty of vapors in my day.
Okay, are we trying a chat?
I think it smells a glacier blue Gatorade.
Yeah, but
just
with
it's,
coconut.
It doesn't
actually...
smell like just coconut though. Mm-mm. Like it smells fruity.
3, 2, 1,
three.
Coconut.
Gracie does not like it.
I don't like coconut.
Really?
Ew, what? What kind of a flavor is that?
It doesn't taste like Red Bull at all.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
This tastes less like Red Bull than all the other ones we've tried.
Yeah. Okay. I don't hate it. The initial taste is not bad, but I hate how it just like... The coconut lingers, you know?
Yeah. Why?
Like, the initial taste is really good.
No, I like it in the beginning, and then you sit there for a while. Did you like it, Jaden?
Probably, like, D tier for me.
Drink all of it.
It didn't... Yeah. I have that problem. You know,
do you
have a pen? Didn't taste like Red Bull.
Yeah, I... This tastes too much like...
I like it. Like, I'm never going to reach for this.
No, this tastes too much like sunscreen for me. And I've never liked in my life, like, I've never liked coconut. Jaden, you said D tier?
Yeah. No, I've never liked coconut either. I just...
It's a terrible texture. It's not a good smell.
I thought they were going to play a way bigger role in my life, though.
Yeah.
Than they have. Like, if you're stranded on an island and you can cut them open and use
they
them as, like, cups and bowls that fall on your head all the time.
Dallas, what do you rank this?
E.
E?
E tier.
Ooh.
Okay, I don't mind coconut if it's, like, a little hint of it in something, but when it's, like, that's the main flavor.
Mm-hmm. Well, coconut berry.
I'm putting this at F because I
that must
really...
be the blue color.
Oh, is it? It's coconut berry, guys.
Oh,
I lied.
So
it's
stupid.
Not just
I told
coconut.
You I could...
mm-hmm. Coconut's very, berry's very vague, though.
Yeah.
Berry vague.
Where's the laugh wait. Button?
Wow, this is
okay.
That was not
quick enough.
No.
Yeah, that was not.
Okay, so, Dallas, what's the fourth
crazy in law? New Jersey.
I'm getting that on F, guys.
Bulletproof vests are banned while committing a crime. So instead of focusing on the crime itself, apparently we're focusing on the fact that they have a bulletproof vest on, and it says a person can be charged separately for it.
Yeah, I think that, I feel like that makes sense, though.
I mean, yeah.
Charged for wearing a bulletproof vest?
So, if you commit a crime, like, say I rob a store. Rob a store, rob a bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even with a gun, mm-hmm. you could have been like, you go to court, I was down on my luck, Judge, Your Honor, I had some bills to pay, things have been tough at home, so this was my only option. And the judge, he might be like, okay, you're going to prison for a long time. But if you, like, also buy a bulletproof vest for the occasion,
yeah.
I feel like that's another level of premeditation.
Yeah.
And so I think it's like, if people are committing crimes with bulletproof vests on, like, those are real criminals. And I feel like that just gives law enforcement an extra tool to put people away.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
It's smart.
Like, it is premeditated if you're like...
Oh, it's so premeditated. Hold on. Let me grab my vest. My level 4 plate armor.
Yeah. Running out the door. Oh, don't let me forget my vest.
Because you don't want cops having to deal with that.
No.
You don't want cops dealing with guys with, like, armor-piercing bullets and armor that you have to pierce.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough, honestly.
I think cops, they usually use, like, either hollow head rounds, mm-hmm. which, you know how they work, like, they hit your body and then they, like, explode,
mm-hmm.
so they cause, like, more damage. But those are really useless against body armor.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it checks out.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's weird to word it that way.
Yeah.
To word it. Well, but I think you have to word it that way. That way it's not completely illegal to wear body armor.
Mm-hmm. In Thailand, you must wear underwear.
No commando.
It is illegal to leave your house in Thailand without wearing underwear, though this law is rarely enforced.
How do you know? Are they like checking? Like, do they do checks?
Do they do butt sniffs out the door? It's especially
drop
strong.
It. Yeah, instead of drop it, like drop your gun, it's like drop your drawers.
That'd be great. You're like you're on your way to church, and
yeah.
you get stopped. Drop your pants for me.
I wonder. Okay, hear me out. I think it's like a kingdom, right? Thailand, mm-hmm. and maybe that's just one of those laws that exist where it's rarely enforced. Maybe if they just need to arbitrarily arrest somebody, they're like, oh, "We really need to arrest this guy, but we have nothing on him." Check if he's wearing underwear.
Yeah.
And then we'll put him away.
Yeah.
This freak.
Oh, yeah. What color are my underwear?
Yep.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
I've heard that. SpongeBob? Yeah, from SpongeBob.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. What color are my underwear? Jaden? Law?
Hey, you got one?
I don't think it's stupid. But I think in Singapore, if you get caught, like, with any drug, mm-hmm. it's a death sentence.
Oh.
That's actually kind of crazy.
Yeah. It's like, and it's like no tolerance.
Like weed?
Dead.
Prescription
drug? Let me like verify this real quick. Singapore.
That's actually crazy.
Drug law. Oh, yeah. The possession, use, importation of or trafficking of drugs is illegal. Oh, God. Okay. penalties for those caught can range from caning up to 24 strokes or to life in prison.
Oh.
Mm. Oh,
caning just getting beaten?
Oh, so extra large quantities, okay, of certain drugs, including cannabis, can lead to the death penalty.
Oh, my gosh.
Chat, let's
medical cannabis is not permitted.
Ah.
So, like...
Medical marijuana was just passed in Nebraska.
Like a real, whoop. Like on God?
On yeah. God. Like in the last election.
I think.
So like
a couple months ago.
I think like it's like from there or like that Brittany Griner thing in like Russia like mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years ago. Just be like aware of where you are.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to go to Iran, or like right. Or like Afghanistan or whatever country it is, and you're not wearing a burqa as a woman, like they that's like a law, like you have to be wearing a burqa.
Yeah, not a good law.
No,
but
no,
it's a law. It's a law.
But you like
it's called like self-preservation.
Yeah, if you don't want to go to an Iranian prison, like that sounds terrible.
Yeah,
I'd rather go to America. Would you rather go to American prison? Or Iranian prison.
Ooh, that's
prison.
Tough.
I think they throw stones at you until you die in Iran.
Yeah, oh. My dad watched a chick get beaten to death because she didn't wash the dishes or something like that.
That's crazy.
She won't mess them up again.
Dallas, what's your next law?
In Vermont.
Oh.
It is illegal for women to wear fake teeth without their husband's approval. So, it is technically mandatory for women to get a written permission from their husbands if they want to opt for false teeth.
Dude, that's crazy.
How in 2025 is that still a thing?
Honestly, like, a bunch of states and countries need to just go through, like, their laws and eliminate the ones that are not necessary.
Yeah.
Like, here's a law for you. In South Carolina... It is legal on a Sunday morning to take your wife to the courthouse steps and just beat the crap out of her in public. Wow. It's legal.
Where?
South Carolina.
What?
Yeah.
On Sunday?
On Sunday. Only on Sunday. So not only is it like a day of rest, a day to worship.
The Lord's Day?
The Lord's Day. But you can also beat the ever-living crap out of your wife on the courthouse steps.
Can you be anywhere and do it, though? Or do you have to be a Carolina citizen?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Good question.
Honey, I have a weekend trip.
Does Charlie still count as a citizen of the Carolinas?
I don't know.
When he gets...
Okay, wait. Do you have to, like, register to be a citizen in every state?
I think you have to live there for a while.
Yeah.
And then
like, after 5 years,
to become
you're
a resident.
Or, like, a resident?
Those lines. Like, I think it depends state to state.
I don't think you have to be like a being a state citizen. I don't think is a thing.
Maybe you just have to own. No, you're just like a resident of that state. Yeah, maybe it's like owning property and spending a percentage of the year there is what it is.
Oh, okay.
I wonder how many men have taken their wives to the courthouse steps on Sunday and just beat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like. Was there? I'm wondering if, like, 1800s, 1700s, there was that big of a problem with people just, like, beating their wives on the courthouse steps.
Let's all get together and do it together in solidarity.
Let's all do it on Sundays.
Well, maybe you know what? Mm. What if it was the wives' idea and they just wanted to do it in, like, together?
What?
If we're going to get beat.
Let's get beat
together. At least we can.
At least we're going to beat together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they're like, my husband beats me way worse than yours beats yours. Like, bet. And
I bet my husband beats me more.
They had to go, like, show.
That's like, what a weird law.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's crazy.
That is weird. I bet there's people who are, like, into that, though. And go
there's
there.
Like crowds.
They go there just for that.
Just for public. Yeah.
Honey, we're going to South Carolina. I have a thing I want to see. Family trip.
Oh, my
God. That would be...
Unforgettable.
I'm taking my kids to South Carolina so my husband can beat me on the courthouse steps on a Sunday. So my kids can watch.
I bet it's happened.
Jaden, you have a law?
Yeah, I like this one. Where you said it was in Topeka illegal to drive a car with a gorilla in the backseat.
Kansas? Topeka, Kansas?
Yep, I believe.
Wonder if someone like broke a gorilla out of the zoo and was just like casually driving down the freeway.
That'd be crazy. Like that. Have you guys seen the Minecraft movie?
Never mind. Was it good though?
It was so good.
Did you scream for chicken jockey?
Chicken jockey! No, but my sister accidentally recorded it with the flash song.
Was it worth like...
Oh yeah, every second I was like, what the... hell.
Jay said the theater in Lincoln went crazy for Chicken Jockey.
Seriously?
He's like, I've never seen a movie theater like that before. I was like, oh my God.
That's like, he said like Flint and Steel 5 minutes into the movie and everyone loved it. They loved Chicken Jockey and they loved Crushin' Loaf.
That's why you want to go like one of the opening nights because that's when the fans are going to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They get
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's kind of annoying.
I'm a Minecraft fan.
Yeah, dude. I'm a day one.
Should we
round two?
Red Bull.
Ladies and gents.
What's this one? Watermelon?
Well, a melon.
I don't think I've really had this one, to be honest.
I think
I've had a sip of it, and that's about it.
Okay. ASMR. Oh, that was a good one. I think this one's red. Yeah.
That would make sense.
I just don't think I've ever really, like, seen it out of the can.
It's pretty.
It is pretty. And...
No way, it smells like watermelon.
Shut up.
We didn't do this one.
No.
No, we did the strawberry apricot.
Okay.
Never again.
This one already smells better than the strawberry apricot.
So are we messing it up by taking it out of the can? Like, is it losing some of its
carbonation? I don't think so, because I had, like, the blueberry one in a can after we ranked it.
And it still liked it.
Why would you take a sip before we counted down?
I'm just used to drinking. I erased my memory.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
I love this one. And it smells... I love the smell of artificial watermelon.
I hate artificial watermelon.
I hate watermelon, but I love artificial watermelon.
Someday... I think this would be good in like a Red Bull... vodka, like a Red Bull watermelon vodka. That's the only one of these extra flavors that we've had where I've thought that.
I don't drink a lot of vodka.
Yeah.
Really?
That's probably okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm putting this at A just because I really like this one.
Okay.
F.
Ew, really? Seriously? That bad?
I hate artificial watermelon. Oh. Like the extra gum that's watermelon.
Oh, gag. So good.
It was a little Red Bull tasting, I thought. Maybe Red Bull's like a little watermelon-y in the
first
place.
I just got watermelon. That's all the only flavor.
Jaden?
Where do I have OG at?
B.
B?
Along with grapefruit.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably still going to have to put it at C. It's not... I would grab a normal Red Bull before I grabbed it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like significantly worse. It's tough, man. It's like when you reach for, like, you're at a gas station, you reach for a Red Bull.
OG.
What are you? That's a thing. Like, I'm tired. I want to wake up. I don't. That's where I'm at with my relationship with Red Bull. I know everyone's different, but.
I honestly drink it for the taste. Like, really?
Pumped up. Yeah. I'm not itchy.
There's been one time ever in my life I've felt the effects of caffeine, and it was from coffee, not. Mm.
And I'm talking like 3/4 of the way through like a long drive. I'm like, dude, I gotta have something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people who can drink the 20-ounce Red Bulls that's kind of crazy.
My boss drinks them. Mm. And I'm like, dude, she'll walk in with like 2.
That's crazy.
Oh, no, that's like a week of her life every time.
And her sons are equally as bad. One of them will walk in with like 4 Reigns, and the other one will walk in with like 4 Monsters. And it's actually disgusting.
That's like months off of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's how I kind of think of it when people like drink those, right? Mm-hmm. You know when you just slam on your gas and like the thing goes all the way into the red? Your car doesn't blow up, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's not good on your car. And if you did that every time you drove, just for fun, you sat there. Someday.
Yes.
Like not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But someday, that some bitch is just going to blow up. And it's like little bits of wear and tear.
Yeah.
And I think that's energy drinks.
Yeah.
But then I think when the kids like sit there and play Minecraft and drink like 11 rings in one sitting, that's when they never let their...
That's exactly what one of my coworkers does.
They're never letting their foot off the gas. They're just... leaving it in the first gear and revving it up all the way. Well, what do you got?
I have one.
Okay.
So Wisconsin takes their dairy products very seriously because...
Well, really?
Butter substitutes are banned without permission.
Good.
So basically no margarine.
Margarine's gross.
I know. It's disgusting. So I honestly respect Wisconsin.
Maybe I'm moving to Wisconsin.
Hey, real butter.
So, like, and that's obviously to support their industry.
Yeah.
Like, their primary industry.
So yeah, like a restaurant can't serve margarine as a substitute for butter unless it's requested by the customer.
So like they can't sell it in grocery stores, or it's only at places.
I don't know how that works.
But if you like requested it,
if you request it because like,
oh, like a vegan.
Of an allergy or something vegan.
Would vegans eat margarine? Is it plant?
No. Margarine, yes, but butter, no.
Butter, no.
That's crazy. In Japan,
you guys keep.
You okay. Are not allowed to be overweight.
That doesn't surprise me because like you look at the clothes
culture
and like the clothing sizes, like. Our extra small is
like
they're large.
Large.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Honestly, goals.
Yeah, bod goals. But, like, is it healthy to be that small? Like,
I don't know.
Like, if our extra small is their large, people that are extra small are weighing, like, what, 100 pounds? That
yeah.
means, like, you're 50 pounds, 60 pounds as an adult. That can't be healthy.
But, I don't know. They eat a lot of protein-packed foods.
Yeah.
They eat a lot of fish because Japan's such a small country. Like, you can't have farms.
Yeah.
I know beef in Japan is, like, so crazy expensive
mm-hmm.
because it's either being imported or it's, like, the one cow in the whole country.
And then it's Wagyu.
And, oh.
I love Wagyu.
I've never had
oh my
it,
God,
but
it's
it looks
so
good.
It's so good. So worth it.
Ugh, I don't doubt that.
Melts in your mouth.
But also, like, I don't know. They all their food is very nutritious.
It is. Like, there's
no
preservatives.
And also, like, just what they're eating. Like, bean sprouts are so good for you.
I love bean sprouts.
The way they make their noodles is good for you. Gyoza. Yum. But, like, rice is really good for you.
Yeah.
Protein packed. I mean, there's... You can't go wrong. Yeah, I honestly... I think being overweight in Japan is not, like, being illegal is not, like, that crazy. Like, looking at it from, like, a culture standpoint.
Yeah, from a culture, it wouldn't make sense for them.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they don't want to, like, dishonor sumos by,
yeah.
like, you being, like, a fake sumo.
Exactly. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be a fake sumo.
Like... Yakuza, like organized crime people in Japan, primarily have tattoos. Like other,
mm-hmm.
like young people don't get tattoos. Like you're a criminal. That marks
yeah.
you as a criminal. And so they see all these like white people come with all the way tatted up with sleeves. And they're like, that is one hard motherfucker. When in actuality, they're just like
a soft little tattoo.
Yeah, yeah, they're like a barista.
Yeah.
And,
a they them barista with
yeah,
blue hair and
with
pronouns.
Like Harry Potter tattoos.
Yeah.
And the other guy, like, gets a dragon for every Yakuza he's killed, so.
Yeah. Oh, I have seen this one before. It's illegal to wear high heels on ancient sites in Greece.
Huh.
Oh.
It's to prevent damage to historical monuments.
That makes sense. Maybe, like, they chip away
yeah.
the marble.
I don't know. That's kind of weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. Maybe... If you're wearing high heels,
mm-hmm.
you obviously are there to take annoying pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their way of, like, move
not,
along.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're not here for you.
In Texas, it is illegal to sell a human eye.
I have seen that one. That's super weird.
Yeah, what happened there?
Yeah, why
is someone, like, stealing eyes?
Selling
it's giving
eyes.
Texas chainsaw.
Yeah.
It is illegal to frown in Milan, Italy. In Milan, there's a law that requires citizens to smile at all times.
That's crazy.
Except during funerals or hospital visits.
At least there's exceptions.
Yeah, thank goodness.
And I feel like that promotes a, like, aura of positivity.
Aura.
In Italy, we say, ara.
Spaghetti.
So have you guys ever been doing something like really hard and then you like smile and all of a sudden it gets it's okay? Like if it's like running, if I'm running or if it's raining or I'm doing something awful, if I just like smile and like pretend laugh, all of a sudden I know that sounds like really psychopathic, like Joker to do, but
Jane just over here like straight face laughing when he's like walking in the rain. Have you seen people laugh with a straight face? It's terrifying.
Yeah, that is super weird.
Oh, so I do that all the time.
Like if you just like.
I can't even do it without.
No, it's a real thing though, man. Like I've been in some awful situations. And then I'm just like...
Like when you went to war?
Yeah, brother. In Fortnite. And I...
When I play Fortnite!
Dark times.
You know, when I get down, I just smile. And it's really not so bad.
And when then, I'm in the storm, then I smile.
Then I get emoted on. Okay. Please, what's please, another one?
Please. In Tennessee, it is illegal to share your Netflix password. No sharing.
I want to share. Well,
I feel like Netflix got to them. They got to the Tennessee contest. So annoying. What is Netflix like not cool anymore?
They don't really have anything good.
I know. It's been kind of lame. Actually, they came out with a new movie called The Life List. It has Sophia Carson.
Okay. Oh, I've seen like pictures.
It's good.
I've seen previews.
It's actually really good. It's sad.
They're coming
out
with a second Purple Hearts movie.
Woo!
I'm so excited. You cannot take selfies with the Buddha in Sri Lanka.
Oh.
Well, oh, Sophia Carson was Purple Hearts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jaw.
In Nebraska, a man is not allowed to run around with a shaved chest.
Oh.
No shaving, guys, I guess.
That's weird.
You know, I don't know how I feel about shaved chest. Because guys with super hairy chests... That's also gross.
I hate hairy chest.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I think like...
I don't care how old you are.
I think like a small tuft is okay.
No, I hate it all.
Yeah.
I want...
But I don't like... I don't like grizzly bear at all.
Okay, if I was a boy... Controversial opinion. If I was a boy, I would shave my armpits. I think... I don't understand. It's not you're more masculine for having armpit hair. It's disgusting.
Also, leg hair.
Yeah, like, why isn't that a thing?
Also, butt hair. Also, my balls.
Why aren't men shaving their armpits, Jaden? Jaden, why don't you shave? Why don't you shave your armpits? Is it because it's sociably unacceptable or just because...
Are you scared of looking gay? Is that what it is?
Probably, for sure.
Like, it can't feel good. Like,
no.
It can't...
Bleh. Like, if I'm gonna... Like, sometimes I hug Cooper, and, like, I'll, like... When I put my arms... Like, I'll nick his armpit hair, and it's so gross!
Or, like, when you can see, like... Bleh. Like, when the boys are wearing their football jerseys, and their armpit hair is just, like...
Bleh. Absolutely disgusting.
It's not like your armpits or like, get cold either.
No, and then like the deodorant sticks, and then there's just streaks.
It bleeds. That's honestly disgusting, and I honestly
But dude,
hate...
girl with armpit hair?
Okay, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, do you trim your armpit hair if you just let it grow since it started growing? Like you haven't...
I gotta be honest, I've never thought about my armpit hair.
Gross.
Oh my god.
Why am I forced to worry about this? And he's never even thought about that in his
never
life.
Been an afterthought.
He's just like, oh, there's hair.
I wouldn't want it like growing back like stubble though, and then being all.
It's not that bad.
Really?
You can't feel it.
I don't know.
It's not like.
Can we wax your armpits?
No. I have
$50.
Kit.
No.
60.
61? Yeah, okay. Or 60, yeah.
60? Okay.
I think, like, if you're obviously, like, a bodybuilder or, like, if you spend a lot of time at the beach, you should maybe do that, yeah. But if you're just a normal guy, like, the saying, like, this will put some hair on your chest.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just kind of a pussy and you shave your chest, like, that's dumb.
I just think it's disgusting.
Well, back hair is way more disgusting. However gross chest hair is,
back
hair, it makes it look like, yeah, child's play.
You have chest hair? Well, I have back hair.
There's no one likes that. No one wants
hairy
that.
Hairy hands?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hairy feet. Hair.
Hair. Let's all go full bald. No eyebrows. No scalp. No okay. eyelashes, no butt hair, no back hair, no ball hair.
No nose hair.
As much as it would suck, low-key alopecia would be kind of nice.
Yeah, dude.
You never have to wear wigs.
You never have to shave your legs again. Yeah.
Wigs are a drag.
You like drag queens?
They are drag queeny.
I love drag queens. Everyone go around say your favorite drag queens. Mine's Trixie Mattel.
I only know RuPaul. It's I'm okay. sorry.
Oh. It's okay. I like Lululemon.
Good one.
In Canada, it's illegal to pay with too many coins.
Did you know
that?
No.
Damn.
Jane was going to bring his whole cup of coins for his trip.
That's what I was planning on. Huh.
In Montana, it is a felony for a wife to open her husband's mail.
Oh.
Hmm.
Felony.
Is it like enforced?
I don't know. I got a list here of state laws. That's dumb weird. Laws list.
I feel like there was like some Montana state senator who was like writing other girls, and he like that was his best bet. It was like, hey babe, don't open that.
It's a felony.
You'll literally go to prison.
Write that down.
Jaden, you lived in Cheyenne, right?
In Laramie, yeah.
Oh, never mind. Well, I knew that, but whatever. Apparently, it is illegal for Cheyenne citizens to take showers on Wednesdays.
What?
Maybe they had like a water crisis. Or
stinky
something.
City.
That's kind of a stinky
that's
town.
It's like you can't eat potatoes on Wednesday because of the potato famine.
Oh, was that a real deal?
In Ireland, yeah. Huh. Well, the law's not real, but imagine that'd be crazy.
Oh, because they're running out of potatoes. And today we're taking a break.
Yeah. Naming your baby Elvis is illegal in Sweden.
Oh.
Hmm. Was there just too many Elvises, or they want to retain Swedish names, or?
I don't know. Under Sweden's naming law, which controls the type of first names allowed for babies, names like IKEA, Veranda, Superman, Elvis, and a large list of letters and numbers just jumbled together have been rejected. So
I think they kind of do things arbitrarily over there. Like, you can't, like, build a second store around your house. They just kind of don't let people do things. Unless it's unless it's an IKEA that says yes.
All hail IKEA. All hail IKEA.
Yeah, that's where they go to church.
We're going to church. It's just IKEA.
Have you been into an IKEA?
Yes.
Was it fun?
I was like 4.
Oh.
So I don't really remember.
But you had a good time.
I had a great time. I just want to try their meatballs.
I feel like that would be a fun place. I feel like that would be a fun place for a kid.
Yeah.
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 I saw something one time. These guys got arrested because they put down like arrows on the floor leading like you know how you walk into some stores and there's like arrows leading you around and it leads you to the exit? Mm-hmm. Well, they put it so that you would never get to the exit.
Oh, nice.
It was just one big, long maze, and they got arrested for it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know where it was, but it's pretty funny.
Genius, honestly.
Yeah, honestly. Keeps him in the store longer, makes you more money.
Yeah.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, it is illegal to open a bottle of soda without the supervision of a licensed engineer.
Oh. I hate when that happens.
Jace.
Yeah, Jace is an engineer.
Yeah, I wonder if you can FaceTime, though.
Yeah.
Like, if that
okay,
counts.
Am I using the right physics here to open this bottle?
That's
people
so
must have
dumb.
Been taking too many soda breaks.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Must have been.
I think, like, some dumb city council member, you know, get elected or and then things like this happen.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
I think they, like, go smoke a joint, and they're like, let's make some stupid laws.
Yeah.
And then they're like...
Write down the most absurd things you can think of.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet that... I think I know what that one is. The Tulsa one. There was probably some engineer who was telling everyone what to do and how to do things. And they're like, oh, how the fuck do I open this guy, huh? Can I not open it without your permission? It's a law. You know what I mean? It was, like, to spite someone.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was a betting man, which I'm not.
Fair.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That's a weird law.
Oh, and like maybe that's the Montana letter one. It's like, oh, I need your permission to open this too.
Yeah.
I'll just make it a law. Yeah.
That's so. It's illegal to die in Longyearbyen, Norway.
Oh, I think that's a real thing. That makes sense.
Burying bodies is prohibited because the ground is too cold to allow bodies to decompose. Dying individuals must be sent to mainland Norway.
Now that one makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight that's up. Fair.
It's illegal to wear camouflage in the Caribbean. Wearing camouflage clothing is illegal in several Caribbean countries due to prevent confusion with military personnel.
I think that's fair. And, like, I think that goes back to the bulletproof vest one. Like, don't, if you don't want people, like, becoming rebels and hiding in the woods, just make it completely illegal to dress like a rebel and hiding in the woods.
You must own a burial plot before dying somewhere in France. In this French village, it's illegal to die unless you've already purchased a burial plot due to running out of space.
That's like the catacombs underneath Paris.
Yeah, I always forget about the catacombs.
Mm-hmm. They just
scary.
Huh?
You're scary.
Yeah, they are.
And that was like the same exact situation, though. They're like, we have all these dead people, and we need some place to put them.
Yeah.
You think that happened during like this, what war has France been in?
So they put all those people down there actually, like at the end of the 1700s and early 1800s. When it was like a Roman city like 2,000 years ago, on the outskirts of town, they like would dig underground to get like the limestone to build the city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you know all the cool white limestone buildings in Paris? So they quarried them like in tunnels, right? Mm-hmm. But it was like back then it was like way over there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as the city grew, that became under the city. And as they're digging, they dug up like giant mass graves of cemeteries that used to be outside of the city. And like the city people were like, hey, we're going to leave this guy in charge, like Jerry or whatever his name was, in charge of finding something to do with like tens of thousands of bones of people. And they just started putting them in those old mine shafts.
Huh.
They're the catacombs. But then the guys are down there and like, you know, at first they're just like dumping them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, making artful arrangements of them. And then they had fun with it, and then it turned into a tourist attraction.
Oh.
Yep. Like, that's all the deeper it is.
I did not know that.
But
you
it's
got too
pretty,
much knowledge.
It's pretty grotesque.
Yeah, you're such
know too many things.
Yeah. I listen. Yeah, never mind.
It's illegal to hike naked in Switzerland.
Well,
there goes my weekend.
Yeah, there
plans.
Goes yeah, there, my whole summer. Yeah,
my whole summer. That's all I do.
I can see, like, I had a conversation with someone today who came in about foreign girls and how, like, yeah, a lot of the time they're pretty, but they don't wear deodorant or they'll do like weird things. Like, I can see a Swedish girl like hiking naked just
because she can.
She needed a tan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, wouldn't think anything more of that.
In the UK, it's illegal to handle salmon suspiciously.
Oh.
Well, crap.
Oh, I wonder if that is the origin of someone acting fishy.
That's actually, that might be.
And, actually might be it.
Man, what's he doing with that salmon? He's being fishy.
He's being suspicious.
I wonder what does being fishy mean? Like, you're like slippery and like.
Scaly and slimy.
Fish are weird, like, right?
Yeah, no, they're so weird.
And then, so if you're acting fishy, you're acting weird. You're acting like a weird fucking fish.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you, man, to be honest.
You're acting fucking really fishy right now, Gracie.
Am I handling my salmon suspiciously?
Yeah.
Well, everybody?
Well?
Well, time to go handle some salmon.
Don't tell them that.
I bet it was just like some English dudes in like the parliament or whatever. And they were just
whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wouldn't that be funny if it was illegal to handle a salmon suspiciously?
Ew.
I don't know, man.
That was. was the
that was awful.
Can we cut out that part?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I'm trying to. I'm stumped on that one. So.
Wouldn't it be funny,
fishy,
if you couldn't be fishy with your fish in public?
You know,
suspicious.
It would
fish.
Be fun to be around people who talk like that for like a day.
Suspicious
fish.
I'd get worn out, dude, if I had to be around those people all the time.
Ugh, they're so pretentious and smoke cigarettes all the time, like it's cool.
We're just jealous.
They're quite posh. Yeah, we're jealous that we have no accent. We're just bland.
Yep, no, actually, fun fact about British people. Hmm. I always wondered for like my whole life, like how did Americans, if we came over from Britain, how did Americans get an accent? Turns out British people used to talk like this, plain old American accent, but then they decided, like rich people, they had to be different from poor people. So they started talking with fancy accents, like British people do. And then the poor people were like, well, if the rich are doing this, then we should start doing it too. So therefore, everybody in Britain has an English accent, and we are the original.
So this is the default.
Boom.
This is how they talked.
Yes.
And then, but they talk like rich people.
Yes.
Or did they talk like the Southern folk?
No. They started talking all posh and hibbly fibbly gibbly.
That is very hibbly fibbly gibbly. Hibbly fiddy fibbly studio gibbly.
That's crazy.
I don't know. It's a poor people who talk like the chimney sweep accent. Like, those people sound pretty poor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's.
But when you talk poshly.
Talk hibbly fibbly gibbly and posh and pitta and whatever
with
the other words
and crumpets.
Are. Your tea and crumpets.
Yeah, that
you're
actually
just
talk.
A loser and a liar. Sorry, British people, you suck.
And your makeup does too.
Yeah, and so.
And your food.
And yeah, beans on toast. Let's be real.
Jacket potato. Okay, actually, jacket potatoes look fire.
Isn't
jacket
it just potatoes? A baked potato?
Yeah. Isn't that just a baked potato? Okay, pig's blood for breakfast? Weird.
Disgusting.
Yeah, weird.
I would try it. I would. I've heard it's salty. I love salt.
But pig blood?
I don't even. Okay, you eat cow blood when you eat a steak.
It's actually just protein. It's like, it's not blood. It's not blood.
You think of like all the places they conquered that they would have brought better food back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are they eating? Sausages? On their
blood sausages
on their mashed potatoes with their onion gravy.
I actually think like most people who live in I think most people living in England now are actually like Pakistani or Indian these days.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny. I like will see British people try American food and they're like, this is so bland. What?
Beans on toast?
Yummy.
With pepper.
With pepper.
And salt. Don't forget the salt. Like, there's no way that's...
You can't open a bag of Takis and say, this is bland. Honey.
Yeah.
Honey,
let's be real. Have you tried a Cowboys Corgi's coffee burrito?
Have you tried a Cowboys Corgi's coffee burrito? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You don't know Flavor Town until you...
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Guy Fieri.
Yeah,
okay?
Where's the British version of Guy Fieri? No, there's no shows like that. There's just the Great British Baking Show.
They have Gordon Ramsay.
Good. No, that's
Jane
Australia.
Jane loves that show.
That's Australia.
He's Australian. Gordon Ramsay's Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. They don't even have Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. They don't got nobody.
Yeah.
But the Great British Baking Show guy.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you've never seen it?
I have.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. The main judge. He is cool, but way more polite than Gordon Ramsay. He's a polite Gordon Ramsay.
Okay, Gordon Ramsay has been really nice lately. Mm. He's been a kind guy, you know? Like, he's not calling people idiot sandwiches.
Have you seen, like, the pictures, like, his latest kid, though? Like, I don't know, this is a couple years ago now. But, like, his most recent son, his wife, he, like, posted pictures of him and his wife after she had the baby. And she just looked like that delivery room was hell. Like, he's just yelling at her, like...
Oh.
Like, I don't know. He wouldn't do that, obviously.
You call this a baby?
Yeah. Like,
this isn't delivery, this is DiGiorno.
I want to... That's so stupid.
I don't know what he was saying. Delivery.
That was actually really funny. Oh, this baby's raw!
Bloody raw!
Put this back in the fucking oven.
Stop folding clothes.
He has a preemie baby. Just goes through her face.
She puts it back in. It comes out black.
You burnt the buns.
Shit. On that note, until next time.
Bye, guys.
We appreciate everyone who listens.
Yep. AKA nobody.
Don't jinx it, Dallas.
Next time we'll tackle those Timothy Chalamet Dallas rumors. And
what?
And
is there a scandal with me and Timothy?
No, Jaden's.
That's for next week.
Jaden's been like talking to him on and off. You know, he's super obsessed. He's trying to steal him from Kylie.
Oh yeah, that's an obvious
weird relationship.
Okay, wait. This is next podcast, guys. Okay. We can deep dive into it later.
Sorry.
Okay.
Next podcast, we will be doing a deep dive on Timothy Chalamet's life.
I think that's fair. I think that's honestly fair. He has done.
He's done so much. Let's
so
talk
much.
About it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Mwah.
Mwah.